sitting up, facing away from the fire, Fleawert found himself looking at the ore slaves. They lay sleeping, chained in pairs, some whimpering in their dreams, others clutching each other tightly in slumber. Then there was a slight clink of chains, and four ore slaves vanished into the ground. Fleawert rubbed his eyes and yawned, half turning to lie down once more. Then the oddness of what he had seen hit him. He stood bolt upright as another two slaves disappeared into the earth.
Oh, come, Grey Patch, look, the slaves!
Fleawert's cries aroused the entire camp. Grey Patch sprang up and began shaking Fleawert.
What's going on? Tell me!
The slaves, the ground, four of them, then another two, the floor, I saw it!
Stop babbling like a fool! Now tell me what happened properly!
Well, I was sitting up awake and all of a sudden I saw four of the old slaves just vanish into the floor. I looked again and another two went right in front of me eyes, Captain, I swear it!
The old slaves were wakening, yawning and rubbing at their eyes as the noise around them grew into a hubbub. Grey Patch ran among them, scattering the thin bodies left and right, a flaring torch held high. Quickly he counted them, 12, including the squirrel. Fleawert was right. Six ore slaves had vanished somehow. He stumbled as he stepped into a small pothole, which on closer inspection proved to be a tunnel, which had been backfilled after the slaves escaped. Grey Patch sank his sword uselessly into the loose earth, stabbing at it wildly.
It was a tunnel! They got six slaves out through a stinking tunnel!
Big Fang strolled about, nodding his head knowingly.
So, a tunnel, eh, mates? That's how they did it. Probably got some of those squirrels to do the digging for them. I thought so.
Grey Patch grabbed Big Fang by the nose. Digging his claws in tightly, he twisted with cruel ferocity.
Moles, muckhead, not squirrels. Moles, do you hear me?
Big Fang pranced about, tears squirting from his eyes. Grey Patch aimed a hard kick, which caught him in the rear and sent him sprawling.
Now up on your claws, the lot of you. Spread out and get searching. They can't have gone far. I want them back, dead or alive.
Clary, Time and Rosie appeared just outside the clearing.
I say, Slobberchops, you shouldn't have twisted the poor chap's hooter like that. He was right. We did use squirrels.
Get them!
Grey Patch's voice was somewhere between a roar and a screech. The sea rats charged forward in a mob at the three hares. Then they hit the tripwires that had been carefully set anew. The hares melted into the woodland, being careful to travel in the opposite direction from Formole and his crew, who were guiding the six slaves back to Redwall. Grey Patch and several others, who had been at the back of the charge, followed the hares, leaping over the sprawling heaps of rats who had fallen or tripped, or been pushed onto the tripwires by the momentum of their dashing comrades. Grey Patch looked back at them over his shoulder.
Blundering idiots!
There was an immense tug on his legs. Instantly, he was swinging back and forth as he dangled upside down from a spring rope tied to a tree limb. His head cracked painfully against that of Frink, who was also suspended upside down by a rope. Back at the camp, Big Fang had scrambled upright and was shouting, though his nose looked like a ripe plum ready to burst.
See, I told you it was squirrels. I was right. The rabbit said so.
Chains clinked as hammers thudded, sending keen-tipped chisels biting through the chains and fetters of the ore slaves. Formole patted each one fondly upon the head as they were freed.
Oh, good beasts. You can go now and jump in a bath. There'll be clean clothing and victuals aplenty when you'm washed.
Mother Mellis wiped her eyes on a spotted kerchief.
You can almost see their bones sticking out, poor little things.
Flag struck the last of the chains free.
Don't fret, ma'am. They got mouths to eat with. They'll soon be fat as hogs.
Gabriel Quill sniffed.
Speak for yourself, stream dog.
Before they went to the dormitories, Clary and his friends sat with Formole and the crew around the fireplace in Cavern Hall, drinking a nightcap of mulled October ale.
Excellent night's work, chaps. 8 down, 12 to go, what?
Time stared into the flames.
Right you are, old sport. But it's going to get much harder each time now that they know what we're really after. Much jolly well harder.
Hon Rosie emptied a tankard at a single gulp.
Clary, may I?
Oh, I suppose so. Permission to carry on, Rosie.
I say, Clary, thanks.
Dan'l and Groby banged their tankards down upon the hearth, wincing visibly at the ear-splitting sound.
I said, I'm after Ben. And I too, afore I'm deafened for life.